This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How did Islam and Muslims help to shape the West Indies Caribbean region? Muslims came into the Caribbean region and the West Indies in the Atlantic slave trade. And we recognize now from documented evidence that somewhere between 15 to 30% of these slaves and political prisoners were practicing Islam. They affected the society, number one, immediately with their resistance. They resisted on the shores. They resisted on the shoreline. They resisted on the boats. And when they came into the islands and into Central America and South America and the United States, they were also part of an amazing series of slave revolts and resistances that happened at that time. One of the most famous incidents of this was in Haiti. And we know that Haiti was the first republic, the first nation to break away from the colonial rule. They defeated the French, and they set an example for people who were resisting all over the world. Surprisingly enough, the revolts were begun by leaders on the plantations. Two of those leaders were Muslims. One was named Makandel, and the other named Bookman. They were known in the Wolof Senegalese language as Marabu. In Arabic, we say Murabit. And these are scholars, itinerant scholars, who traveled through the countryside and who organized the people in the plantations to resist the slavery. This is an amazing achievement, because up until now, Haiti is a focus within the Caribbean region. We also recognize what is called Maroons, the Maroon revolts, the Maroon societies in Jamaica, in Suriname, in Mexico, in many parts of the Americas, were actually slave societies where the people broke away from their slave masters, liberated territory, and lived in that territory with their own constitution and with their own leadership. In Jamaica, up until today, they are autonomous and independent on the island of Jamaica. Many of them were Muslims. In Trinidad, Mandingo societies were Muslims who freed themselves, and they used to go to the boats, and they freed Muslims who were coming in the 19th century, Yunus Muhammad Bath, Muhammad Sisi. These are some of the famous names in Trinidad of those who were part of the Mandingo society. And so all over the region, Muslims had a very strong influence on the culture, with their cultural practices, their purity, with their need for unity, their belief in one God. They had a great influence on African societies and still have this influence up until today.